ask you a question. Are you ready for latter rain? We sang a song, "The Latter Rain is Coming." Get in and take your place. Look at somebody and say, are you in your place for latter rain? Look at somebody and say, get ready. Are you in your place for latter rain? Several things the Holy Ghost has been trying to get over on us. Look at somebody else and say, change. Well, you know, change comes in order to prepare us for latter rain. Just before the season change, you're going to have to change a little bit. You got to change what you're wearing. Yes, you do. You got to change what you're wearing. The colors that you wear change. The type of fabrics you wear change. Summertime. Now, you know what? When you get in a weird place, when you're in a desert, you can wear the same thing all the time because it's always going to be hot and it'll never be cold. Amen? But when you're walking with God and you're in the right place, you're going to get four seasons. You're going to get some seasons when you're not in the desert. There are certain people that are in the wilderness, and the wilderness represents a desert place. And though you wonder how the person can say that, that person is doing the same old thing over and over and over and over again and refuses to change. Well, you know why they refuse to change? Because it's always hot where they are. They don't need. There's no reason to change. It's always going to be hot. It's always going to be dry. There's never going to be anything there. They're in the desert. They get the same thing over and over and over again. But when you come over into the good land, you come over into the good land, a place that's flowing with milk and honey, a place where the Spirit of God's moving, you're going to come over to the wave of God, to the move of God, where there are changes that must take place. And you've got to learn to deal with changes. And the number one thing that needs to change when change comes, first thing that needs to change is you. When you see people fall off to the side, fall off to the wayside, miss God's best, miss God's blessing, amen, forfeit anointing, as the result of their lack and unwillingness to change. Say change. Don't you get anything old. Don't stay in anything old. Stay in the new. Stay with God. There's something I want to share. There are two strong words I got on my heart. One is the ability and the willingness to change at the word of God. Anything doesn't change at the move of God, at the grace of God, at the word of God, and at the presence of God is just flat rebellion. Amen. Oh, yes. Familiarity. Write that word down. Familiarity is as a sin of rebellion. You get familiar with stuff. You get familiar with God, same old song. You can get familiar with music. You can get familiar with worship. You can get familiar with praise. You can get familiar with those that you walk with. You can get familiar with the anointing. The moment the thing that you become familiar with is the thing that God holds you account and calls you in pride over. That's the thing that's going to get you in trouble. Say familiarity. Don't you get familiar with the anointing of God. Don't play no games because God knows. God understands and he sees all, he knows all, he can experience all, and he can feel all. Amen? And when he shows up to confirm the word which he hath spoken, when he shows up with that anointing and with that grace to perform the word which he hath spoken, he's already talked to you in advance about that and tried to prepare you. Do you know he starts to speak to you in the season, in the previous seasons, to prepare you for the thing that's about to come? And when he shows up, he expects you to already be walking in sync to what he's already said. Are you ready? Remember the word that we got earlier, are you ready? Look at somebody and say, are you ready? Well, that's God talking to you. Are you ready? What are you going to do if he does show up? Are you prepared? Or are you still doing the same old stuff he's been talking to you about? You still playing the same old games? You still got it under control? Or have you changed your stuff? You know, how many believe that a stronger wave of the Holy Ghost is coming, that a stronger wave of glory is coming, that a stronger wave of grace is coming? Then what if you believe that to be so, what have you changed in your life to accommodate that wave? Joel, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm upon the mountain. But skip on over to Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days will I pour out my spirit. God, say, somebody say, God is pouring it out. Are you ready for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost? Are you ready for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, for the move of the Spirit of God, for the move of the anointing of God, and for the grace of God? What have you done to prepare yourself for that? What have you done to prepare yourself for that move? God's going to move. You know what? When he does things, he's going to do things by a structure. He's going to move by structure. He's going to move by order. He's going to move prophetically. And if he moves prophetically and people become obedient to the prophetic word, guess what they're going to do? They're going to form a structure around that prophetic word. And then God's going to move on that prophetic word, but you've got to find out whether you're prepared to do it or not. I prophesy and I speak right now that the Spirit of God's ready to move through this place like you could never imagine. God's ready to take this nation. He's ready to take this city. He's ready to pour out. But the Holy Ghost is in here tonight saying something to you. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Or are you familiar? You got to understand where the Holy Ghost starts with, where the anointing of the Holy Ghost starts with. When he sets something up specifically over that, that's where his spirit and that's where his grace is moving. Don't move it and don't budge it. God has built a house that he desires to move in. Don't mess with it. Don't mess with one thing about it. It's not about what an individual like is. What about? It's what about the Holy Ghost is set up and what the Holy Ghost has established. Don't mess with it. It's a God thing. Touch not. Amen. And don't get familiar with it. This ain't no game. Don't get comfortable with it. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. The wave of God's grace comes by where you can't do things in the flesh. The anointing of God was so strong in the temple back there in those days that the priest could hardly stand to minister. I believe the grace of God is going to get to that point. I believe the anointing of God is going to get to that point in here. Amen. You're not going to be able to stand, but without the anointing. It's the anointing of God that breaks the yoke of bondage. And the flesh profiteth no good thing. You can't do anything with the flesh. It's the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. And when you get the anointing of the Holy Ghost in one place and the flesh beside it, the flesh stinks. It's an offense to God. And it's got to go. You got to be under the anointing of the Holy Ghost from top to bottom. Whatever you do, you know this is the temple of the Most High God. We are the temple of the Most High God, but this is a sacred place. And don't take it lightly. Do you know when they built the temple back, they had to be anointed to chop blocks. They had to be anointed to paint walls. They had to be anointed to build things and to build furniture. Amen. They had to be anointed to stitch the clothes that they had on their body. There had to be an anointing to do what God wanted to have done. And if this is a greater glory, if this latter glory is greater, and the Bible says that it would be, that means you've got to be anointed to do what God told you to do. Oh, yes. He's ready to put his feet down. He's looking for a resting place. It's like when he came out of the Ark of the Covenant, they sent out a raven. And the raven flew out, and the raven never came back. Why did the raven not come back? Because I believe that dead carcasses were floating on the water. And a raven can land on anything. You hear me? A crow, a vulture, a scavenger will land on anything. Amen? But then they sent out a dove. Dove came back because it found no resting place for its feet. It's like the Holy Ghost. He just won't rest on anything. Amen. Hallelujah! He just won't bless everything. I like the assignments that we get from the Holy Ghost. It's a God thing. Don't mess with it. And don't take it lightly. The glory of God flowed in such a strong way in the church, in the book of Acts, the early church. You got up there in the flesh and did your mess in the flesh. You dropped. They took things lightly. They took the prophets and they took the apostles lightly. stood up there during the offering service. Ananias and Sapphira stood up there during the offering service and did one thing and tried to say another thing. And they said, look, you haven't lied to men. Uh-oh. Say, you haven't lied with men. See, you better, see, that goes with familiarity. People think their sin was basically lying to the Holy Ghost, but that was one thing. But the sin was basic familiarity. They got to realize that it was the Holy Ghost within those apostles. And they thought they could play games and trick and act any kind of way and throw anything up there. Amen. And God said, no, that is the Holy Ghost. You haven't lied to men, but you've lied to the Holy Ghost. And this is where we're moving in this last day, in this last hour. Amen. Don't play no games. You got to follow the rules. Because God's starting to move prophetically, and you're going to start to get involved with some stuff that's going to shake nations. You're putting your hands on something that Jesus bled for. Hallelujah. Yes. You're a part of something bigger than yourself. Don't get familiar with it. From top to bottom, it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And it must be done with perfection. Quality. No less. The same God, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. When they set out people, what are we talking about? We're saying people are being sent out to do some things. There are people coming in from the north, south, the east, and the west. And you got to be ready. When somebody asks you to do something, you got to do it like God asked you to do it. Amen. Don't vary from it and do it with excellence. He said, when God told him, he said, I want you to make anointing oil this way. They had to put this in, that in, add nothing more and nothing less. Amen. If they ate, they died. But we got familiar with church. We're starting to treat church like Holiday Inn. We're starting to treat church like the YMCA. We're starting to treat church like the country club. We're starting to treat church like our national government. Amen. It's a holy, it's a reverent, and it's a God thing. The Holy Ghost is involved with it, and you can't mess with it. What's holy and what's not holy? Everything in the place is holy. The carpet's holy. It's all consecrated to God. The chair you're sitting in is holy. Do it as unto the Lord. The Bible says all things that you do, do it as unto the Lord. What do you mean? Everything you do, do it as unto the Lord. That means that God is involved and he's working something. He's pouring out his spirit in the last day, and you got to get your stuff together and reverence it as the Holy Ghost. Find out what they said. Flow with that anointing. Amen. Somebody asked you to do this, do it with excellence. Do it with all of your heart and don't play games, because the Holy Ghost knows. One day you think you're messing with pastor. Pastor could be there that service. One day coming down the hall, it's not the pastor. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost. Same thing with the person that's cleaning the toilets. Anybody that's anointed to do anything for that they're anointed to do, amen, it's the Holy Ghost. You're waiting to see more of Jesus. You're wanting to see more God. Where is he going to pour himself out in? What he set up. After he ascended to the Father, what great work did he do in that body? After he ascended to the Father, what great work did he do in that body on the earth after ascending to the Father? What miracle did he perform after the second chapter of Acts? Name one miracle that Jesus performed in his body after the second chapter of Acts. How many people did he heal after the second chapter of Acts in his human body? He cooked some fish, didn't he? And he walked through a wall, didn't he? But how many miracles did he do? How many people did he come down and heal? How many? After his ascension. How many? But things still happened, didn't they? The miracles didn't stop. The miracles didn't stop. They increased. They increased. Dead people started to get up. How many dead people did he raise after he got up in his physical body? Not one! But yet God was still healing and raising the dead. Somebody better catch me on this thing. Somebody better catch me here. Might figure something out. You might figure something out. He did what he had to do and went and sat by the right side of the Father in glory. And then by his Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, he planted himself in the church. And from that moment on, he's been doing it through the body of Christ.
It was the apostles that were raising the dead and healing the sick. Amen? After his ascension, in his grace, and in his power, and in his anointing. And if you're expecting Jesus to come out of the clouds in a physical body, amen, and do something for you, he's already done it. What he's doing right now, he's doing by the Holy Ghost through the church. Until we realize, until we get biblically sound, and we can learn where God is flowing and what God is doing, we can pull on that same anointing. We can pull on the same anointing that they pulled on. They were able to pull on what they had knowledge of. What? They were able to pull on what they had knowledge of and what they had revelation of. That same power, that same grace, and that same anointing is here today. It's never left. Grace. Because people want to be religious. Amen. People don't want to hear the word. People want to be religious and people want to play games, but they don't want to hear the word. What would you do if he did show up in his glory and in his grace and in his power? When he walks in the room, all the lights come on. Everything shows up. Everything shows up. Everything shows up. Except the thing that you take out from under the blood. Do you hear me? Everything is hidden under the blood. What is under the blood? Everything that's crucified is hidden. But everything that you want to keep alive, it's out from under the blood. He sees that. I don't know how many days we got left. I don't know how many years we got left. I don't know how many weeks we got left to do what God told us to do. But we're going to do it. We're going to do it by his grace, by his power, by his spirit, and by his anointing. But we got to plug in the right way and stop shorting out the power. Get right with God. Find out what the Holy Ghost says to do and do that thing. Nothing less and no more. We said the latter rain is falling, get in. That's the first thing you need to do if you realize the latter rain is falling, is get in. Get in. Do you know what? When everybody was protected that was in the house. In the house. In the house. You got to be in the house. Got to be covered. No excuses. Get there. Not thinking about it, get there. Say, get in. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. You're about to see some stuff you ain't never seen before. Amen? Get in and take your place. Don't just get in, because you can just get in and get it in the way. But get in and take your place. What is going to tell you to do? Get in. Then after you get in, take your place. What does that place mean? Do you know what your place is? What is your place? What is the Holy Ghost going to use you for? What are you called to do? What are you called to become? Take your place, because your place is where the Holy Ghost might want to land. There's a familiar spirit in this place, and you better deal with it in Jesus' name. Just that easy. It's just that easy. Why am I saying it that way? Because God ain't playing. He's got something that he wants to do. Woo! He's got something that he wants to do. Yes! And he's going to do it with perfection. The Bible says in the last days, they won't break right. Wait a minute. He's got something that he wants to do. He's not going to play games. He's going to come out like he came in. He's going to come out like he came in. Tight. I believe one of the greatest anointings that the world's ever going to see is that tightness of the body of Christ. The tightness of the body of Christ. Not no loose mess running around blobbing everywhere. He's got his stuff together. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Amen. And they are able to respond and move, knowing what God wants to do, how he wants to do it, and flowing in that sink. Say, I've got an order from the Most High God. Well, why don't you do it like this? I don't vary from what he told me to do. Amen. I got a Holy Ghost reverential fear over me. The Holy Ghost said, do it this way, and this is the way I've got to do it. Get out of my way, devil. Amen. If the devil can't stop you, he'll want to get in with you. If the devil can't stop you, he'll want to get in it with you. And if he can't get in it with you, he'll just want to speak to your head and have you do what he wants you to do. Amen. You can try to do what God wants you to do in your own way. That's not good enough. It's going to be God's way. It's got to be the way of the Holy Ghost. Amen. No flesh shall stand before his presence. A reverential Holy Ghost fear. You come closer
and you come closer, and it should change what you are. Somebody went into the wedding party one time. There was a wedding party, a wedding feast, and the master of the party stood up and looked around and said, "What do you have on?" And was put out just for wearing the wrong thing. Uh-oh. Oh, come as you are. The Bible didn't say that. You better come in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come just as you are. It ain't in the Bible anywhere. That's not in the Bible. It said, come under the blood. Come under the blood. You better be washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and covered in blood before you go before his presence, or you're going to be in trouble. Somebody lied to you thinking you could do anything and act any. Come on now. You got to keep it under the blood. What's keeping it under the blood? It's keeping it under the grace of God. You might have a hang up. It's okay to have a hang up. Make sure you're humbled under him, but don't exalt it before God. And when are you judged on your hang up? When you think you can flaunt it before the face of God, you're in trouble. Act any kind of way. And then God dealt with you on that thing. And somebody say, change. Ooh, boy. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You better bend when God says bend. You better go when God says go. Amen. When he starts confronting you with stuff, you got to submit. You got to let go and let God. Don't you play no games. You think you're playing games with God. You're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. People get over because God's not going to force you to do anything. But he will hold you accountable to whether you did the thing he wanted you to do. Somebody said, when you get saved, you give your life to Jesus Christ. When you get saved, you give your life to Jesus Christ, and he gives you his life. And he can do whatever with his life, whatever he wants to do. When we're babies in Christ, when you're a child and you're something else, you can wander around. You can do all kind of stuff. But when you grow up in the things of God, amen? When you grow up in the things of God, you get more liberty. But you know what you have liberty in? To hear the voice of God and do exactly what he tells you to do and not wander to the left nor to the right, but walk straight, reverentially, before him. God says, pray, I've got to pray. God says, run, I've got to run. God says, stop, I've got to stop. God's fixing to do something and he wants you to be a part. But you just can't be a part any kind of way. Get in, take your place, or get out of the way. Just being there is not enough. You got to be anointed and obedient. From top to bottom, obedient to the Holy Ghost. Not letting one thing drop to the side. Now see, when you just get in this thing, you can get in and act like a baby, amen? But this, I believe the Holy Ghost is in this place strong right now because there's some people that are old enough to know better. God wants to use you. There's a higher call on your life, a higher anointing on your life, higher grace on your life. And the Holy Ghost sent me here tonight to tell you that you got to change in order to walk in it. You got to change. Don't stay the same. Don't you get a spirit that says, I've already arrived. Say, I'm on my way. I'm walking. It's a walk of faith. It's a fight of faith. Amen. Every day walking in holiness and in purity and not familiar with the things of God. God's getting you ready to take you over. God's getting you ready to take you over. God's getting you ready to take you over. Some things are about to happen. Some things are fixing to happen, amen? But you got to understand, the land that you're going to, you can't walk the way you used to. You can't think the way you used to. You can't play the same things you used to play. You can't say the same things you used to say. Humble yourself. You humble yourself. Say, I'm yours, Lord. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want me to be, I'll be, amen? God said, I'll bless you. I'll take care of you. I'll provide for you. Amen. The only thing you got to do is whatever I tell you to. How I tell you to. I sense I've been sensing it for months now. It's like a big something in the heavenlies that God wants to bring down. That God wants to bring down. He said, I can't hold it up here any longer. I can't hold it up here any longer. Get the people ready. He said, get them ready. Get them ready because I want to do it and I'm going to do it. He said, I'm going to do it. Get them ready. Or get them out of the way. Get them ready or get them out of the way. Walk as though you're walking in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. It's the word of God that speaks these things. Amen. It's the voice of the Holy Ghost speaking these things. Amen. Preparing you. Take it or leave it. It's still so. Take it or leave it or still so. But he's looking for somebody that can stand. He's looking for somebody that can stand. Somebody has the ability to hear a word and let that word change them. Guess it goes with that word pliable. 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 Change. Watch. And if you were smart, if you had faith, you'd apply yourself before you see it. You'd apply yourself before you see it. You start walking in it before you see it. You start doing it out of reverence before you see it. Those are the ones that are blessed. People that are in faith are blessed. There's going to be a whole lot of people running in after they see. But you got to learn to run before you see. Run when you hear. And allow that word to change you. Say, look, I got to get this straight. God's coming. Be obedient. Jesus, we bless your
holy name. Bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.